Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, he's got Sterling Shepard out there, his old college teammate. But he's not going to have a chance. Oh, yes, he is. He fights through the sack. Looking for first down yard. Oh, my goodness, he's done it again. Oh, that is pure Baker Mayfield. Absolute Baker at his best. He broke a couple of tackles. They had him for a sack. Then they had him at least 8 yards short of the first. He fought through them all.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, crossover time. And we got half a crossover. Well, you got 3/4 of a crossover. Yeah. Explain what's going on here today.
Hopefully, we got to check on him.
Tim's pop a tire. He's been added to the Niners injury report with a broken wheel.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's Warner and Dibs.
Don't drive on the rim, though.
No, I don't think he did that. I don't think he did that.
Stoney, why are you looking at me like that? Don't tell me you've ever driven on the rim.
All the time.
Stoney, no. Why do I believe
that? I will not stop in the road with a flat. I will get to some destination.
Even on
I don't care.
You're going to mess the rim up.
Yeah, well, you know what?
You got muddy then.
Up the hill on the Bay Bridge?
Yeah.
You're going to go up that thing? Up the bridge?
There's that
Treasure
that
Island
gutsy.
Exit.
Yeah,
you probably
right.
have something.
Right.
I don't know what that gets you.
Yeah.
Like you get
you
there,
right.
and then what do?
Yeah.
You're just further away from the tow truck now.
Go see where I used to live.
You know? So anyway, Dibs, if you're listening, it's all good. You'll get here.
Willard, I brought
Dibs,
you up
don't
on the
worry.
Show.
Guru said he'll stay.
Yeah. I tried to get Steiny.
first rainy day in a month, and that's the day that you pop the tire and have to stand there on the bridge.
Is it raining?
Oh, God, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, no, no.
I didn't even look outside.
No, yes. You guys just hang out. Why don't you hang out? We'll watch.
It is wet.
We'll watch a Monday night doubleheader tonight after the show.
I got an obligation.
I'll order some pies.
Look at him, some
pies. Let's just sit here and watch the game.
Yeah.
No? You don't want to stay?
I got an obligation.
Yeah.
My daughter calling me from college, FaceTime, Stoney. Say hello to Milan and Willard. Say hello.
Hey.
Hey, say hello. You got a bonnet on. I'll call you back.
Would you have talked to her if she didn't have a bonnet on? Would you just done the crossover?
No,
can she fill in for Dibs? She got takes?
Yeah.
What's she got?
She's quiet.
Does she have picks? Because Dibs got two of them tonight.
Uh-oh.
That's why he needs to get here. He can't take the day off. We got two games tonight to pick.
I can't wait. 1 at 4. And baseball.
I know.
Yeah.
Poor baseball.
But Friday night was amazing for baseball.
Yeah, Friday night.
That one went in.
So funny. Christy and I go out to dinner, and she had the over-the-shoulder spot. Do you know what I mean? Like when you're on a date,
and the
TV is visible to one person.
No,
but I had my back to the TV. Like she was the one who could see it. But instead of doing what men do, which is try to fake a conversation while you're watching the game, she just kept updating me, and she was – low-key taking shots at baseball. She's just like,
it ain't it, huh?
It's still 2-2. Like, and we sat there for 2 hours,
man.
And nobody scored.
That's still a two, I believe.
I'm sitting there going, this is probably so great. And she's like, this is a snooze.
Wow.
Still 2-2. So anyway, I got home from the date in time to see the end of the
there
game because it went 15 innings.
Oh, baseball.
Anyway. Hi, Steiny.
I brought up your text that I sent to you yesterday on air, and then your daughter's response about Fred.
Oh, God.
Can you just so Steiny knows I'm not lying to people, can you say what it read?
Oh, well, now I got to remember.
Feels like somebody died.
Oh, that's exactly what she had just said.
And I said that was your response.
That's exactly what she had just said.
Come on, man.
And it was brutal. Everyone's going to like, I know people are going to say I jinxed it or whatever. You're going to come down my road for this. Well, she is not just a 49er, big time 49er faithful. She is Fred Warner's biggest fan.
Mm.
Like, she loses it. When we had Fred on a couple of weeks ago, like, she'll get mad at me that I didn't, like, have her take the day off school and be here just so she could be near the microphones.
She loves her some Fred.
Absolutely. So he's playing like he normally does, and the Niners are doing whatever they're doing. And with all the injuries, she made some sort of a comment about, like, you know, well, we got Fred. And I looked at her and I went, you know, through all of this, I go, I think that's the one they absolutely have to have healthy. And I'm not kidding you two, it was 4 minutes later. 4 minutes later, I sit down and they go to commercial and they're like, ooh, Jim Nance. Oh,
man. They showed it once, said it wouldn't show it again.
My daughter goes, no, well, this is when he was still laying on the ground and you couldn't see. She's like, who's that? And I just saw through all the arms and things, the little five and the four.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those, we'll go back, Paul Pierce in the wheelchair, he's fine. You know, thinking, you know, and then when I saw that air cast and that cart, Stoney and Will, I was like, oh, boy.
When was the exact, was it second quarter?
Feels like it was the second quarter. Because I don't know.
I was listening on the radio, and Tim Ryan seemed to know.
Oh, man.
I
heard that call. He knew.
You know.
He said he done for the year up there. Oh, yeah.
Depending on how quickly you see the replay.
You know.
Once you see the replay, you know, I know it's like this thing where everyone's got to like, well, let's wait for the report. I mean,
I got you.
What's going the other
way? Josh Ram on the YouTube chat. I want to shout him out. YouTube, tell me what you think. And I guess this is all you can do if you're the Niners. Warner is awesome, but he is only one man.
I disagree completely. Fred Warner is about three different players on this team. Fred Warner, I would argue, is the most important non-quarterback in this league, and he's more important than a lot of the quarterbacks. He's the quarterback of the defense.
Facts.
He's the quarterback of the locker room.
Heart and soul of the team.
So, like, if you want to look at it in terms of roles, there is what he does as a linebacker, which somebody else could come in and do 80% of that, but you cannot do the quarterbacking that he does. You cannot do the leadership that he does. Like, that's for this team, and I've debated other things about, like, when we've all had the debate, like, who's the most important Niner? Like, who can they not afford to lose? And, oh, it's Purdy. And, oh, it's Christian. No, it's Trent Williams. We all argue about it. Based on what we've seen this year, with a different quarterback able to come in and still function, and George Kittle's out, and you're like, I mean, they were 4-1. They were 4-1. And then Fred Warner went out, and I mean,
Will, they still had a chance to win that game.
I know, but they did not even come close to stopping the Bucs. Their drives were hot knife through butter.
And there you go.
And I know it's Baker and it's good offense, but he missing, what, four receivers? You know what I mean?
Like, and they made it look easy at times.
Yeah, that's multiple players in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to balance, because we had some people calling in today saying, man, they just can't overcome this. We're headed toward a lost season. And it might end up being a lost season. But not right now. Like, today I was telling you, it's the worst day today. But at some point they're going to have to refocus and play the Falcons and then play the Texans. And they just got to – the goal now to me is to keep playing games that at least matter, so that the young players that are playing defense for the rest of this year are in meaningful games, instead of 6 weeks from now they're 5-7. You know what I mean? Like, that's all you can do is try to stay competitive.
Yeah, what do you guys think? Like, to me, I look at it as two different things. I think, like, dreams of the Super Bowl my God. Like, how much can a team take? So that's probably ridiculous, and some people thought that already was ridiculous, even if they were healthy.
Yeah.
I don't think, though, that necessarily the 49ers can't achieve anything this year. And, like, one of the number one thoughts that goes through my head is that stupid win-loss thing that we do. You know, like, yeah. Well, in December, they'll beat the Bears.
No.
Who's on the team?
Wow.
So coaches always keep trying to say it's a week-to-week league, and this is yet another reminder. Every Monday we come in here and the whole damn world's different. And so I'm with you, Steiny. Like, what I want to see is, can you beat another NFL team? Can you slow another NFL offense without Fred Warner?
And there it is.
And if you and if you can, over the next 3 weeks, then I'd argue there are still trades that you can make that make sense. I'll tell you one that does
See,
not
See, I looked
know.
At that like that might be off the table.
It's yes and no. To me, Trey Hendrickson's off the table.
But why?
Because he's a one-year rental.
Okay, all right.
And I am not going to give up draft assets for this year.
Yeah.
But if I can acquire people that might help this year and next year, or maybe even the year after that, that can still make sense. And the guys who are playing, if they do walk into the trade deadline 6-3, they deserve something. They did, like, yeah, try to get better. But, Steiny, you said one thing today I heard on the way in that I was like, yes, right now, beat the Falcons. Well, I don't even want to think about anything after that. I don't even know who's playing quarterback.
And that's where I was going.
If you can beat the Falcons, you're 5-2, and in theory, some people, you hope, start coming back each week.
What did you make of Mac yesterday? Did you feel like another, and you're going to be like, ooh, I never was there like Steiny, but did you feel like a shoe dropped? And I'm talking to the masses that, oh, he's perfect, and Brock Purdy, he's into. But I didn't think he played bad. He had a bad interception to start the series. I got that, start the game, and the one obviously to seal the game. But there was some good stuff. Just did the other shoe drop on Mac Jones if you were one of those that thought, oh, man, this thing's getting close, which I never did.
Which, and you know that I didn't. I thought Mac played great. I thought Matt was he was fantastic yesterday. I never
slinging the ball.
I never in my mind for a minute thought was off of Brock Purdy. So that's a completely separate conversation. I do not blame the first interception on him. Kendrick Bourne went the wrong way. Kendrick Bourne admitted that. I have no choice but to accept that. The last interception is on him, but you're in a little bit of a desperate spot at that point.
I would have took the three.
Well, no. See, now that was a different drive, though. That was a different drive, wasn't it?
No, the last the one he threw the pick on, you should have kicked the ball. Yeah.
So I okay.
As soon as he got the false start, let me take the three. We're down five.
Yes, I'm not doing that.
Because of the defense, or?
You still need a touchdown. Now I need another touchdown drive. Like, we're there. Yeah. Go get the touchdown now. We're there. How many shots left? If there's 5-6 minutes to go in the game. How many more touchdown drives?
Luck. Vita Vea, why are you rushing the punter at all? Your big self.
Very good luck.
And anyway, yeah. You had it like, here. I like it had the makings of, if they do this, this will be the Fred Warner game.
Key was funny, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yelling about the West Coast offense. I'm like, first of all, that's a 25-30-year-old term. I don't know who runs the West Coast offense anymore. And secondly, did you do that video before Sunday Night Football when two teams fourth down?
Yeah.
And they start in the first quarter.
Campbell went on to that one.
I mean, throwing the ball to the quarterback on fourth down.
It's not Madden.
In the first quarter. Yeah. So, like, I still see Kyle as actually one of the more measured fourth down play callers in the game. Don't you?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I also think what may have gone into his decision is, all right, we're down 27-19. So if I take the field goal here, and we're down here kind of already, we still need a touchdown.
Yep. 5 and some change left.
But if I get the touchdown, now I've got a kicker that can kick a 55-yard potential game winner, where I don't think he could operate like that with Moody. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy's unbelievable.
And that's why I would have kicked the three, though. But I hear you, Will.
Like, Joe, hear Jake Moody's playing tonight?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I just called
him. Anyway, go ahead.
I just feel I know there's an old adage that field goals are what gets you beat. And I agree. When you're in the red zone and you take field goals, you're going to get beat. But, like, what about when you don't get to the red zone?
And
you only get to the 36 and a guy's still knocking down 54 yards.
He has not missed.
Just the way my brain works, the idea of a field goal didn't even occur to me.
Mm.
Like, it didn't even occur to me.
Even after it got to 4th and 6.
Oh,
like, I was waiting for the unit to come on the field.
6 minutes to go in the game and you need a touchdown and a 2-point conversion to tie. I don't see the field goal as doing enough for you in that moment. And Keyshawn had the funniest line of anyone I've heard all day. Rely on your defense? I'm sorry?
Nah, yeah.
Which of the nine rookies do you like the best, Key? Yeah. I'm not going to rely on the defense.
And that's why I couldn't go in.
No.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that field goal didn't even occur to me. I get it. I get the thought process. If they go get a field goal, which they did, you're still down eight, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, dude, you're down here. How many more times are you going to be down here? You got to put the full pedal to the metal.
So last year, I just told Stoddy before you came in, Saquon Barkley had play of the year where he did the reverse ninja jump. Remember the hop?
Yeah.
I'm putting this third and 15 for what it meant for Baker. Because have you seen him? Yeah, we've seen something like it. But how macho was that move? How much to get that?
You know
first?
What I'm trying to do, and maybe you guys can help me.
I'm like, oh, they got him. They got him.
I know, and I know you guys follow the team, and therefore, like, you get knee deep in this. But I know, as a kid, like, it's your core. You are a Cowboy fan. Steiny apparently thinks he's a diehard Eagle fan. Whatever. Maybe you can help those of us who born and raised here and breathe this team.
Where are you going?
When something like that happens and you're a fan of that team, you just want to get mad at your defenders who kept missing. And I'm thinking the rest of the world looks at that as an unbelievable individual effort by Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
And I'm trying really hard to look at it through that lens. Like, be impressed
you're
by Baker.
You're saying that can't happen. You got to get him down.
Well, how many shots did
and
you have at the kid?
Down one, 20-19.
That was the game.
Mm.
Yeah, that was their chance. If they were going to try to steal one, that was the play. That was the play.
Because now a field goal gives you the lead, Stoddy.
That guy and Baker Mayfield gets up and starts flexing on your linebacker.
He got hit late too.
He did.
The touchdown, right?
No. This is on the third and 15 conversion, the run where he broke.
What am I thinking of?
Like Steve
the touchdown
Young
pass
breaking
that he
tackles.
Threw and he got the late.
Lon Simmons called against Minnesota.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. It gets lost in a day where you lose Fred Warner and the game. That is not a late or malicious hit. I am so sick and tired of if the quarterback gets hit in any sort of an aggressive way, that back judge is not even – it's like it's a Pavlovian response. They don't even know how to not throw the flag. That was a legal, timely hit.
Yeah.
Why is that flagged? Now, I know it ended up helping the Niners because they went for two and didn't get it, so that's why no one's angry about it. Dude. That's not a penalty. You guys see a penalty there?
I don't. But I watch football all day, every day. They're roughing the passers out of control, man. To me.
It makes me sad. You got to be able to hit people out there. It's football.
So have your expectations changed? Like, would you change your number if you could? If we said, Willa, we give you a pass.
Oh, the win total?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
You're 4-2.
Yes, partially I want to say yes. And the other part of me says, well, again, why do we do the fool's errand of knowing what the hell is going to happen 2 months from now.
And that's why I don't like them. Schedule game.
6 weeks in, how about if I just say, what would your win total have been if I had told you that by week six, no Purdy, no Kittle, no Bosa, no Warner, no Ricky?
Two at the most.
So you're plus two. Sure. It changes the expectations. Yes. Of course it does. I don't think they can lose this player.
I mean, I don't even know what to expect from them in the next game or two without him. Because maybe we're going to find out that their defense is porous without Fred Warner. But you got to see what you can do. And, like, I just look at it, you're going to be favored against the Falcons. Like, I agree.
Boy, what is the number on that one?
It's three.
Is it not really?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the Falcons got to play tonight, which always.
I said that to Scotty. Yeah, we'll see that outcome.
That could change a line if they beat.
But if you give an average quarterback time, I mean, they can pick you apart. The average cats. And Baker was back there throwing lasers.
Of course.
To his third string receivers. They had injuries.
I mean, these are defenders that now they're going to need to guard Drake London and Darnell Mooney. And
stop Robinson on the ground.
Bijan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
I hear you, Stoney.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tatum Bethune, seventh rounder. Let's do it. He actually looked
five
pretty good.
Five total tackles yesterday.
He looked all right.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to have to make a determination about, you know, the how Bosa and Warner, how they're going to overcome those injuries, if they even can. But maybe they can to a certain degree. But that's not going to help the run game. You know, they still got to get that figured out. They still got to get Purdy back and healthy. They got to get Kittle back. But, you know, maybe your defense takes a step back, and in 2 weeks your offense takes a step up.
What about Juwan saying he has five broken ribs?
What about Juwan, period? How are we doing?
This is the end. This is his last dance, and it started to me. I mean, man, he's got five broken ribs, and he's watching your boy go Jerry Rice. I don't know what that was about, but I'm sure, like, can a brother get a pass?
I get it.
Just saying, Martin, it might have been none of that, but come on.
Two things that I felt like, and again, we couldn't really see the Juwan thing. Right? Like, we hear all about it, and I go, just as a human being, you've all experienced this, right, where you fire on someone, but you're not actually pissed at them. Like you just
something else.
So Juwan is in a tremendous amount of pain, and I also thought to myself, "Oh, this is carrying over from August."
Nothing to do with Bourne balling out.
I mean, that's probably the in the moment thing.
Okay,
but that's not actually because Juwan has always been a great team player. So you can't get mad at on field success. This is like the Eagles receivers. Being mad about winning a Super Bowl.
AJ
but, like,
Brown,
you can't do that. There's too many guys who never touch the ball. There's offensive linemen who all they do for a living is run into people. And so you can't get mad at success. So if Bourne is balling out, then Bourne is balling out. That's the first thought that went through my head was, this is carryover from August.
And but why would it happen then, though?
Because
he wasn't in last week. Yeah, he's been in and out.
Because he's in. Because he's in, but he's not resuming the role that he previously had.
Yeah, I'm sure he's frustrated. And, you know, the question is have the injuries, maybe he's not acknowledging that the injuries are one reason he's not as open, getting the ball as much. Maybe he feels like, hey, I'm coming out here with five broken ribs. At least do me the courtesy of looking my way. I don't know, but I thought the same thing. You know, here's a guy now. He's not under contract next year, is he?
No doubt.
Nope. So he probably –
somebody will want
his stats are probably important to him this year.
Now, when would he have built his rapport with Mac Jones?
Exactly.
Oh, there's no – I got what? Kendrick Bourne already had. That's incredible.
And that's my question for Juwan. You want Mac Jones to look at you? When was your opportunity to build rapport with Mac Jones?
So he loses on that already. Well, exactly.
You sat out with a fake calf injury.
Like, you can't be mad now.
That's what you get.
Yeah, now, and I think it could be as simple. You know, Jennings is going to be better with Purdy comes back, right?
Yeah.
He's probably going to be better.
Like they got something going. I was just like, will this continue when Brock comes back with Bourne? But Pearsall was his dude.
Pearsall's the guy.
It's like that offense is just built for one dude to just take, man.
Wide receivers is incredible, isn't it? That to me is the most fascinating position in the NFL, largely because
Keyshawn had a book. Throw me the young kid.
Throw me the damn ball.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. It's what's one of those positions in sports where like they're super talented, they're super important, but they have no control over what happens out there on the field.
And you guys are going to be like, Guru, you're no psychiatrist, but I'm being real with this take. I believe now, with the inception, and it's always been around, but now it's out of control, and all the prize picks and underdog, all I think these guys hear the noise of fans judging them by my wallet or pocketbook on I need you to put up numbers. But Juwan, forget that. He has pride. I'm just telling you, Mark, it would bother me. Sure. I say I'm not that dude. I'm out here getting shot. And now I'm watching Kendrick Bourne off the trash heap come in and look like, Stoney, that's me. Where are my targets? So but you weren't at practice.
I'm Juwan Jennings.
I'd be mad.
I go for what I sort of consider a 1,000-yard season. My teammate gets 30 mil and hasn't played since. Then you find Kendrick Bourne, who is just cut by somebody else. He's got back-to-back buck 50 games.
You catching and running.
You got 5 broken ribs. You can't breathe, and you can't get a look. And you're in a contract year, and your money is tied to it.
What did that conversation look like?
You're a 7th-round draft pick. That guy has never made big dollars. Like, big dollars, but not made big dollars.
But so, I would feel some type of way, right or wrong.
As does he. He's wrong, but I get it.
I've always wondered, let's say you're in the huddle and Jennings is in the huddle and Bourne's in the huddle and they call a play. Okay. When Jennings lines up, is he basically like, well, this one ain't coming to me? Or does he go say, well, it may come to me if the first read's not like, you know what I mean?
But the defense has so much to do with that in my world that I don't think it's, I'm not getting it. You never know.
First of all, you never know. And the Juwan that I used to know, when the ball didn't come his way, was maniacal about blocking for whoever did get the ball. Yeah. And I'm not saying that he's not doing that. I haven't seen the All-22, and he hasn't played all that much. But, yeah, like that was my thought. This was misplaced anger. He's in pain, and he is still frustrated from everything that has taken place leading up to this season.
All right, well,
225 for dibs.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a text?
Yeah. Lucas got my answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
225.
Yeah.
All right, Goo, you're doing the Lord's work today. I appreciate it.
I'll see you tomorrow, baby.
I got a text from dibs, but I can't
Willard,
read it.
Willard, you have a great rest of the day.
Yeah.
And keep it locked on 95.7 The Game. Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.